it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know April from Puyallup is. April, are you there?
I'm here.
Two of Puyallup's finest ready yes. to go head to head. Steve Migs, April's ready, so you go ahead and get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, April will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many Major League Baseball teams have never played in a World Series?
One.
Yes. Who is the dog in Peanuts?
Snoopy.
Correct. Juicy Lucy burgers originated in which Midwestern state?
Missouri?
No.
Kansas?
No.
Oklahoma?
No. In the Who's rock opera Tommy, what arcade game was Tommy proficient at?
Pass.
Where are your metatarsals located?
In your feet.
Yes. The Plains of Abraham can be found in which Canadian province?
Ontario?
No.
British Columbia?
No.
Alberta?
No. You're the One That I Want is a song from which musical film?
Pass.
What chemical compound makes peppers hot?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
In what decade was Indira Gandhi assassinated?
The 60s?
No.
70s?
No.
50s?
No! Oh, April, we got you down for 3 this morning, which, just so you know, is better than the score I had the first time I played Beat Migs. Yeah. Don't you feel good about that? Steve, welcome
yes.
back.
Good to be back.
Are you ready?
Might as well win the whole f***ing thing.
Come on, Cal.
Might as well, Cal.
Better today.
How many Major League Baseball teams have never played in a World Series?
That would be one.
Yeah.
You're a Seattle Mariners.
Who is the dog in Peanuts?
Snoopy.
Correct. Juicy Lucy burgers originated in which Midwestern state?
I've had them. They're good. That's all I got to contribute to this. I don't know. Midwestern state. Illinois?
No.
Ohio?
No.
Wisconsin.
No. In the Who's rock opera Tommy, what arcade game was Tommy proficient at?
Pinball.
He was. Where are your metatarsals located?
Your legs.
No.
Your butt.
No.
Hands.
No. The Plains of Abraham can be found in which Canadian province?
British Columbia.
No.
Alberta.
No.
Quebec.
Yes. You're the One That I Want is a song from which musical film?
Not as good as Grease 2, but Grease.
Lies. But yes. What chemical compound makes peppers hot?
What chemical compound? Vinegar.
No.
Cayenne.
No.
Gold.
No. In what decade was Indira Gandhi assassinated?
A decade. I'm going to go 70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, one. I can't count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Steve, you scored 6, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-3. Sorry, April.
That's all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Another one bites the dust. A Juicy Lucy burger that originated in Minnesota. Our friend April knew that your metatarsals are located in your feet, and the chemical compound that makes peppers hot is capsaicin. Yeah.
Okay, I've always seen that. I never knew how to pronounce it. Now I do.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. If I'm not, I'm sure the Beat Migs police will let me know right away.
And Juicy Lucy, have you ever had one?
Yes, that's where like the cheese is inside the... Oh.
I've had it at the Forum in Tacoma. I know there's a Forum in Puyallup as well. I'm sure they have them at both. But I used to go... That was like my go-to. I would look forward to the day I would go to the Forum just so I could get that Juicy Lucy
Buckley's
burger.
Has a great Juicy... Yeah. I haven't had one in a minute, but I think I just made myself a lunch plan today,
Let's
guys.
Let's go.
The Daily Migs Show.
The new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us voice messages. Man, it is a source of entertainment. Things are interesting in there, I would presume. Yes, Steve?
Yes, there's somebody that wants to talk about a concert that's so pricey that they're doing monthly installments on it. And then someone has a voice message after the Mariners lost.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so awesome to get a voice message from you. And if you head to the Odyssey app, you're just going to want to be on the lookout for the little microphone icon, and that's where you can leave us a voice message. Steve, how is it in there today?
The thing, the most frivolous thing that I've spent money on is a concert I haven't attended yet.
Okay, so this is all based on our conversation because of the amount of money people are spending on Mariners tickets.
Yeah.
Which I feel for every single person that spent a lot of money yesterday for Mariners tickets. Ouch.
Rockville 2026. My husband wants to do it for his bucket list. So we signed on for 10 easy payments of $9.95, and I am happy to say we're halfway there, but the airfare is not paid yet. Rock on.
$9.95, like $9.95 or $995?
Oh, I mean, I can't imagine. $9.95 doesn't sound like very much money.
Right. I'm all in for monthly installments of under $10 a month.
That would be awesome. I mean, I would go to a show for that kind of monthly payment.
I think.
How expensive is this concert?
You know what it might be? It might have been $9.95 down, and then as you do the monthly, it's more than
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha. Okay, okay.
I think.
Wow. Yeah. Because that's a pretty good deal if that's the case.
Oh, yeah. May 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 10th. 2026 Daytona International Speedway, Daytona Beach, Florida.
I see My Chemical Romance is playing.
Yes.
Who else?
What does that say?
I don't
Horizon?
Know, man.
Oh, bring me the Horizon.
I always love those like death metal logos where it's like it just looks like a bunch of scribbles, and you're like, dude, that clearly says bring me to the Horizon.
It took me a minute, but yes, my eyes
I
are adjusting.
I thought it said Hatebreed from here.
So, looking at the tickets, it looks like there's only one kind of ticket available right now. And it's $2,259 per ticket for 4 days.
What?
Oh, so she might be saying it's $995 an installment.
Yeah.
Party on the beach.
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be expensive.
That is very, yeah, that's very expensive.
And she said they haven't even taken care of their flight yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Best wishes.
That's not hotel leave.
Let us know about your future GoFundMe that you're going to need. That's insane. But, you know, I'm sure it'll be an awesome experience.
Absolutely.
All right, here's our next voice message about something that was not an awesome experience. Yesterday's Mariners game.
Daily Mix Show. I know the Mariners lost tonight, but I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the team and the coaches are going to come together, and they're going to figure it out because this is our year.
This is our year.
It doesn't sound like it's our year based on how your voice.
Well, it was a little deflating last night, so trying to find some positivity in there.
This is our year.
We've got to keep the hope alive. And Seattle has the best sports fans and the best sports teams.
What is going on in the background also?
Like, is that a sewing machine? What is that?
They're going to rally. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I've never felt more confident after hearing that.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
I think the problem is that we didn't, you know, this is an inspirational speech, clearly, from our fine rockaholic. If you're going to do that.
Big show. I know the Mariners lost tonight.
We need inspirational music.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the team and the coaches are going to come together, and they're going to figure it out. Because this is our year. We've got to keep the hope alive. And Seattle has the best sports fans and the best sports teams. They're going to rally. It's going to happen.
See, now I'm inspired.
Will you say it with me with his level of enthusiasm?
This is our year.
And you know, it actually kind of works for me.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is coming to Angel of the Winds Arena on December 12th, 2025. Don't just get the regular ticket, though.
No.
get the Palace Law Premium Experience VIP ticket package.
You need the few premium.
You deserve it.
Yes.
It's a VIP backstage barbecue.
You know what VIP stands for? Very important person.
The chance to mingle with KISW personalities. Plus, special access to live backstage interviews, a full cash bar, and a commemorative Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday VIP laminate.
This is where winners go to watch concerts.
Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Get your tickets at KISW.com.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, game three of the ALCS, the first home game for our Seattle Mariners in this series, which we were at one point really looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when this happened, I think everybody was rocking.
Rodriguez. Drills a ball in center field. Headed back there. Goodbye.
And then you started texting us. You said, okay, what would you say? Like, there's blood in the water,
blood
boys.
Blood in the water.
And I was like, yeah, there is. And then the blood got wiped away.
it felt like it was over right after it started, which was very disappointing.
And then after the game, though, I got to say, I mean, you know, it's a tough thing when you're a player and you got to talk to the media after you just got spanked, what, 13-4?
Yeah.
And Julio, you know, he said our hearts at ease, I think, by saying, hey, look, guys, it's just one game.
Just one game. They're here for a reason, too. I think they're a really good team. And they came out, you know, they came out swinging today. And they were able to definitely get the dub. But it's one game. And, like, just kind of how, like, we know, they know that we got lined up tomorrow and play a baseball game again.
I mean, I guess we're just going to have to do it in five instead.
I hope so. I mean, that was rough, though, because they said before that it was like just a few runs, like 8 hits total in the first two games. And game number three, where they had like 18 hits, five home runs. I mean, it was just one thing after another after another. And the celebrities were out in full force. Did you see Dave Matthews was there?
Dave Matthews was there. Actually, our friend Jerry Dixon that owns Big Dog's food truck, he ran into him and got a picture with him, which was so cool.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. So he's just hanging with the common folk. Like,
totally.
Hanging out with Jerry? That's crazy.
Another one of our local celebrities was also there.
Who's that?
That is Jameson Turner, otherwise known as the Dump 61 Here guy. Jameson, good morning.
Morning.
Jameson, I got to imagine that was a rough game to be at, but before we get to, I mean, the bummer part, which was the actual game, this is, I think, the first game that you've been to since you became a public figure with your t-shirt and it became a news story and all that. And now you're walking around T-Mobile Park. I got to imagine people were stopping you and they wanted to talk to you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, it wasn't my first game. They flew me up to Seattle. The Mariners did. They flew me up to Seattle for game five against Detroit and put me in a hotel, gave me front row seats. It was a great deal.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. And so, yes, as long as I have the shirt on, I can't walk two steps without someone wanting a selfie, which is great. I'm not complaining. It's been a dream.
It's an absolute iconic t-shirt. And Jameson, out of curiosity, do you get to go again tonight and wear that shirt again?
I will. I'll get a ticket tonight. Yeah, I'm in Seattle till Saturday, so I haven't got the ticket yet. But yeah, I'm going to be there.
So what's your approach? Are you just hoping that maybe there's somebody that just loves the Dump Here t-shirt guy and wants to take him? Or are you going to just like try and see if like the tickets get cheaper closer to the start of the game?
Well, yeah, I've had a lot of just walking around in Seattle and going in bars, and the owners are always saying, oh, drinks are free for the rest of your life, you know? Like, and they're like, yeah, we'll look into it, see if somebody has an extra ticket. So I'm just kind of waiting to see if someone contacts me with a ticket, but I'll just buy one if I don't get one.
I would be wearing that t-shirt forever. I hope you have like 10 different versions of that same t-shirt, and I would just wear it under like my dress clothes if I was going to work. Just you go to the bar, you just take it off like you're a superhero.
Yeah. Here in Seattle, you know, I got to take it off every once in a while because I can't take pictures all night long and people slapping me on the shoulder, congratulating me. I get bruises after a while. So,
like, guys, I'm so trying to watch the game.
If I put a jacket on, then I'm Clark Kent all of a sudden and I can be under the radar. But it's been fun. It's been a blast.
And Jameson, I know you're originally from Longview, and you said you're here visiting from Vegas. You're staying through Saturday. Out of curiosity, is there a job you have back home that you keep calling in sick to, or what's the situation that's allowing you to take this kind of time off for our Seattle Mariners?
I do work. I actually work two jobs, but my main full-time job is Fountain Blue Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, and I'm a supervisor in the casino. And my bosses have been amazing. They, you know, they said as long as they don't need me extremely, that they're going to work with me and make sure I can, you know, be there with the team.
I feel like that's a boss that might be a long-suffering sports fan as well. Like, they're like, we get it, man. Like, the Mariners, you haven't had this yet. So you need to be able to ride this wave for as long as possible.
Right. Yeah, they've been amazing.
How loud was it there, man? Like, I mean, obviously, like, the Blue Jays did a very good job of quieting the crowd as the game went on. But at first, I mean, from watching it on TV, when Julio hit that home run, it was deafening. You couldn't even hear the announcers.
Yeah, it was rocking. We were having a great time. Like, just, it's amazing, that atmosphere. I mean, Friday, Game 5 against Detroit was even louder because the roof was closed. But this... Everybody showed up, and we were. I mean, yeah, we did quiet down a little bit when they got the big lead. Toronto kind of took control of the game, but you know, later in the game when we got the back to back home runs, Cal Raleigh hit his. Like, it was rocking again.
Well, Jameson, we want to continue to follow your adventures. I know you're going to get a ticket to the game tonight. Have the best time. Our Dump 61 here guy, Jameson Turner. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners.
Oh, and
the Daily Mix Show.
I was going to say, can I borrow your shirt so I can get some free drinks at all the bars? You think I could do that?
Thanks, Jameson. Rush has announced their 50-something tour, and you have the chance to see them at Madison Square Garden. This is a pair of tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. Enter for your chance to win it at KISW.com. After the Mariners lost a very tough one last night against the Blue Jays, maybe you were doing what I was doing and watching the recap to suffer all over again. The Fox Sports team, Kevin Burkhardt, A-Rod, David Ortiz, Derek Jeter.
How do you like those guys?
I think they're fine. I think there's sometimes some weird blood between Derek Jeter and A-Rod, and I don't know if I'm just the only one that feels that way, but I love Big Poppy.
See, I can live with everybody. I like everybody on that. I've really fallen in love with this post-game crew, maybe because usually the Mariners are winning and the excitement's there, but... If you had to pick one to kick off the island, I'm ready to get rid of Derek Jeter.
I'm with you, 100%.
Like, he doesn't seem like he's having fun like the rest of them.
No. They were having fun, though, last night, giving Dontrell Willis a hard time about the food that he got for takeout.
8 earned runs and 3 bombs. And so he's going to watch this tape. He's know he didn't execute, but he's going to have to just slow his heart rate down, and hopefully he gets another chance to redeem himself.
Oh, because you're talking about George Kirby right there. Yeah.
And it's serious.
Hey, how cold is your Benihana takeout right now?
Oh, it ain't cold. It's right there in the microwave, baby. Train almost done, baby. Like I told you, the train station is back built out.
Who do Benihana takeout, man?
Listen, I know people in high places, man. Stay out grown folks' business.
Who ordered Benihana takeout, man? Come on, man.
I never saw anyone do that in my life. You got to go and have them put the shrimp in the hat and do the whole thing. Train, you're the best.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. You're the best. Go eat your Benihana. There you go.
Sir.
All right, there you go. So
I was just as confused. I'm like, who gets Benihana as a takeout? Like, the whole idea is to go there and experience. Was it teppanyaki?
Yes.
Where it's like the full-on performance with like the banging, the spatulas, the volcano, the onions.
I mean, maybe is it cheaper if you order takeout because you're like cutting out the performance or no? Same price?
I don't think the food tastes as good unless you have the full experience.
That's a weird thing. I've never heard of that in my life.
And I also love that later on in their broadcast, I mean, we're talking like maybe 10, 15 minutes later, they're still trolling him for doing that.
It's a little bit of a mindset where we talked about sometimes you want to go on the road, leave all the family back home, get together with the fellas, go to dinner, and reunite and reconnect. And that's exactly what they did tonight.
Or order in Benihana, whatever you prefer. Any of those things work. There we go.
Order Benihana to go.
Apparently, Dontrell, I've never seen a person do it before. You got to go.
You go there for the show.
They put the shrimp in the hat.
You want to see the fire, the choo-choo, the volcano.
The volcano.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, man.
Takeout? Ridiculous. Preposterous. Game four of the ALCS.
I want to go to Benihana with Big Poppy.
Me too. Yeah. He's fired up.
Is there a place that you know, obviously, I think a teppanyaki place, you don't get takeout there. Are there certain places where you're like, no, if we're going to eat there, we absolutely have to, besides the Acropolis in Portland, of course.
Yes, got to be on site for that one. I guess, I mean, typically sushi, I would say. I really do prefer to eat sushi in the restaurant on site.
I don't disagree, but we've gotten takeout sushi quite a bit in our household.
I still do get it to go, but yeah. You know, especially if there's one that comes out a little like warmer or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not really the same, even if it's only 15 minutes later that I'm eating it.
Yeah, like fondue, that would be a place that you can't get takeout.
Oh God, you don't want the cheese to start would that be like, weird? Coagulating and getting that like film on the top.
That's exactly how I was thinking. Melting pot.
Yeah.
I was like, are melting pots still around? Because if they are, I love them, number one. But yeah, you couldn't do that as a takeout.
Yeah, what if the Tacoma one store? I don't even know. It's been a minute since I've been to a melting pot, but yeah, I don't even know. I wonder if anyone's ever gotten takeout at the melting pot.
We're living in different times now, though. I feel like everybody's offering takeout anymore.
You know, honestly, like, sushi, sure, but it's like almost any kind of fish. Because it's like, yep. If you go somewhere and you even get like a fried fish, it's like, you don't want that to cool down.
Like, I'm not going to like the poke bowl place and being like, can I get that to go? Because that would just be weird. Like even 15, like you said, 15, 20 minutes later, I don't think it would taste as fresh.
Or chowder.
Yeah.
Like a cold chowder.
I remember my wife when this is forever ago, but she wasn't feeling it. She was like sick. I think she might have been when she was pregnant, but she was like craving pho. And she's like, can you just go get some and bring it home? I'm like, sure. So I go there, get it to go, and I bring it home. And it just wasn't the same because like you almost have to like re-prepare. Like they don't put it all into the bowl and then just say, here you go, bring it home. They like almost like the ingredients were put on the side so that way you could put it in as much as you want.
It's like a deconstructed pho.
And I remember when I got home and I'm like trying to help her do this and I'm like, this sucks. Like never again are we getting pho and bringing it home.
Well, thank you for the cautionary tale of advice, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to take down Steve Miggs? Maybe with the help of the cheat sheet that went out yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, 3 correct answers were given to you. Steve, your record is 327 wins, 105 losses, and 94 ties so far this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK if you'd like to play Beat Miggs at 750.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.